ಹರಿ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸತ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಶು ಪ್ರತಾನೈ ಸ್ಥಿರಚರ ನಿಕರ ವ್ಯಾಪಿಭಿರ್ವ್ಯಾಪಿ ಲೋಕಾನ್ ಭುಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸ್ಥವಿಷ್ಠಾನ್ ಪುನರಪಿ ದಿಶನೋದ್ಭಾಸಿತಾನ್ ಕಾಮಜನ್ಯಾನ್ ಪೀತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ಸ್ವಪಿತಿ ಮಧುರಭುಂ ಮಾಯಯಾ ಭೋಜಯನ್ನೋ ಮಾಯಾ ಸಂಖ್ಯಾತುರೀಯಂ ಪರಮಮೃತಮಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಯತ್ತನ್ನತೋಸ್ಮಿ. ಯೋ ವಿಶ್ವಾವಿಧಿಜ ವಿಷಯಾನ್ ರಾಶ್ಯ ಭೋಗಾನ್ ಸ್ಥವಿಷ್ಠಾನ್ ಪಶ್ಚಾಚಾನ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ವಮತಿ ವಿಭವಾನ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಾಸ್ವೇನ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನೇತಾನ್ ಪುನರಪಿ ಶನೈ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮನಿ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣಃ ಪಾತ್ವಸೌ ನಸ್ತುರೀಯಃ. We have understood the seventh mantra, understood the meanings of the words, we understood the Bhashyam, Adishanga Bhagavatpada's commentary on the mantra. Now we are going to see Gaudapada Acharya's analysis of the mantra, which he puzzled in his own Karikas. So today we are going to start. ಅತ್ರೈತೆ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಹ ಭವಂತಿ. ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೌಡಪಾದ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ವಿಚ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಂಟ್ ದಿ ಅನಾಲಿಸಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ನಿವೃತ್ತೆ ಸರ್ವ ದುಃಖಾನಾಂ, ನಿವೃತ್ತೆ ಸರ್ವ ದುಃಖಾನಾಂ ಈಶಾನಃ ಪ್ರಭುರೌ ಯಯಃ, ಈಶಾನಃ ಪ್ರಭುರೌ ಯಯಃ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಸರ್ವಭಾವಾನಾಂ, ದ್ವೈತ ಸರ್ವಭಾವಾನಾಂ ದೇವಸ್ತುರ್ಯೋ ವಿಭುಸ್ಮೃತಃ, ವಸ್ತುರ್ಯೋ ವಿಭುಸ್ಮೃತಃ. ಮೆನಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ Upanishad and Karikas. The Panology's translations, I really like it. I really never went through everything, but I just written what Swamiji taught, learned in the class. I'm just coming and talking to you. And I just go through, I saw very good translations, really. Some explanation is needed. Of course, any kind of translation needs to be explained a little bit. ಸರ್ವ ದುಃಖಾನಾಂ ನಿವೃತ್ತೇ ಈಶಾನಃ ಪ್ರಭು ಅವ್ಯಯಃ. ಸೊ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್, ನೌ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಪಾದ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ, ತುರಿಯ ಪಾದ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ತುರಿ. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಟ್ ವಿ ತುರಿಯ ಪಾದ, ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ತುರಿಯ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಕಾಸ್ಮಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ದರ್ ಆಸ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್, ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. And here, there's no Ishwara other than this Turiya Chaitanyam. Even though Turiya Chaitanyam does not have the status of being the Ishwara, here Ishwara is Turiya Chaitanyam only. So here, why here Ishwara we say? Because the Turiya Chaitanyam alone, Turiya Chaitanyam alone can relieve people of their sufferings and miseries. For the elimination of removal of all the miseries, all afflictions of beings, Turiya Chaitanyam is the only source, only means. Therefore, Turiya Chaitanyam is looked upon as Ishanaha. Then Prabhu. Prabhu also Prakarshena Bhati iti Prabhu. One who alone is shining uniquely as everything is Prabhu. Then Avyayaha. Avyaha Turiya Chaitanyam is of the Turiya Chaitanyam happens to be implied by the term Atma. Avyayaha is a master gender word here. Turiya Atma is of the nature of changelessness, unchanging, therefore Avyayaha. Sarva Bhavanam. Then again Advaitaha. Of course, Turiya Chaitanyam, Turiya Atma is non-dual. Why non-dual? This Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness alone is here. There's no second thing other than Turiya Chaitanyam. If at all we say there is Maya or Maya Karyam Jagat, the universe of countless number of beings, forms and functions, which are manifestations of Maya, Jagat is there, if at all we say, we can say Maya itself is Ishvara, but Maya or Maya Karyam Jagat do not exist outside of Ishvara. Therefore, the whole is, because this universe does not have independent existence of its own, it's also Mithya. Therefore, it is only appearance of only reality, Brahma. Therefore, Brahma, this Brahma Atma, Brahmatma is non-dual, Advaitaha. Sarva Devanam, Sarva Bhavanam Devaha. Sarva Bhavanam Devaha. So, here, this Brahmatma, I'm using both words, okay? So, Brahma and Atma put together. This Brahmatma, this Turiya Chaitanyam is Devaha. Divyati iti Devaha. So, that which alone shines, that which shines is Deva. The verb here is Divyati. So, the reality is of the nature of self-shining, self-revealing, self-evident, self-effulgent, therefore Devaha. Because reality does not depend upon anything else to come to light. Because it is reality in whose presence everything comes to light. Therefore, reality is only evidence for everything else. For there's no evidence for reality. That's why it's self-evident. So being self-evident and self-revealing is said to be Devaha. Not only that, and the one who illumines all the beings, everything that is existent here also, therefore Sarva Bhavanam Devaha. Who is this? Turiyaha Vibhu Smritaha. And this Turiyaha alone, who is to be the Lord, one who alone uniquely shines as everything, again Vibhu. Vividam Bhati iti Vibhu. The one who alone, the one vastu is shining as everything. Everything. Like how one light alone is shining as all the opaque things. The one consciousness alone, only consciousness alone, shining as everything. Therefore, Vibhu. Turiyaha Smritaha. This is what is Turiya Chaitanyam Brahmatma. This is the literal meaning of the Karika. Karika meaning is over. Now you are going to see the Shrinika Bhagavatapada's Bhashyam here. Yeah. Yesterday Swamiji asked about the difference between Advaita Bhavaha and Advaita Darshanam. Actually, we are going to see in the Karika's, the Shrinika Bhagavatapada's commentary, we are going to understand that also. Anyway, before I go, I was thinking I should explain this today. So, in Advaita Darshanam, there is no ignorance. Advaita Darshanam means knowledge of non-dual reality is capable of resolving ignorance. But Advaita experience cannot remove ignorance. Only in ignorance, Advaita experience is possible. In total ignorance. In Jnanam, there's no, isn't it? There's no ignorance. So that is the difference. And we'll be seeing again today. Exactly those points are going to come, Swamiji, today. Okay. Now, having understood the mantra, the shloka, let us see the Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary here. Page 336. Prajna Taijasa Vishwalakshananam Sarvadukhanam Nivruttehe Ishanaha Turiya Atma. This Turiya Atma alone has the status of being Ishvara, the Ishanaha. There is no Lord. Take it for granted. Okay, it is assurance. There is no Ishanaha. There is no Lord. There is no ruler other than Turiya Atma. Even Turiya Atma is not the Lord, but there is no Lord other than Turiya Atma. Why Turiya Atma is looked upon as Lord? See, whoever can protect you is the Lord. Who is the Lord? Patihi, pati iti patihi we say. The protector alone is looked upon as the Lord. How does Putri Atma protect you? It relieves all the afflictions. Who is the protector? The one reliever of all miseries is the protector. So here, Shankaracharya writes, Prajna Taijasa Vishwalakshananam Sarvadukhanam. All the miseries, all problems, all sorrows gone through by the individual as the experience are obtaining in the waking state.
336.
Yes, Swamiji. I think I did mention, no? Okay. Because today I was so confident because both Sanskrit and English, everything is there. It's okay, no problem. So, Prajna Taijasa Vishwalakshananam Sarvadukhanam. Sankaracharya says, all sufferings or afflictions are gone through, experienced only by the jiva obtaining as experienced Vishwa, Taijas and Pragya. In the waking state, one really exhausting one, Pabala Parabdha, goes through the sufferings. Exhausting one, Abala Parabdha, as a Taijasa also, one, that as a dreamer, one goes through sufferings. But what about, there's no problem, no, for a Pragya, you may think, no, Pragya has all the problems and potential condition. At least these two are exhausting, and then Paragya has all the problems in potential condition, isn't it? Therefore, don't take Prajna to be free from afflictions just because he's asleep. So, Prajna Taijasa Vishwalakshananam Sarvadukhanam. Anyway, all problems and miseries in potential condition and all problems experienced in the wake, dream state, exhausting one's abala parabdha, weak parabdha, all miseries one exhausts, I mean, goes through in the waking state as a waker, exhausting one's strong parabdha, for all problems, sarva dukkhanam nivruttehe, for the elimination of all these problems of human miseries, Ishanaha, Turiya Atma is the only solution. How Turiya Atma solution for the relief from all the problems? If Turiya Atma discovered, Turiya Atma does not need to do anything to relieve the sufferings. Oh, it's raining outside, let me bring umbrella and give you. Turiya Atma does not come and do something physically to relieve us of the problems. Turiya Atma, being one's own essential nature, is discovered enough. That's all. In the wake of anarjya of the Turiya Atma being one's own self, all the afflictions, all the problems resolve. Therefore, Turiya Atma alone is Ishanaha. Ishanaha ityasya padasya vyakhyanam prabhu iti. See, in the commentary, in the word, we have two words. One word is Ishanaha. Another word is what? Prabhu. Why Ishanaha ityasya padasya vyakhyanam, the explanation of the word Ishanaha is Prabhu. So Gaudapada Acharya himself gives two words. Turiya Atma is the Lord, Ishanaha, the ruler. Why? Because he is the Lord, Prabhu. Why Prabhu? Dukkha nivrittim prati. Shankara Bhagavatpada explains, Dukkha nivrittim prati prabhu bhavati. Because Turiya Atma is capable of relieving a person from all afflictions for good, when discovered as one's own self, Turiya Atma is said to be Prabhu. So, who is the one who is capable of relieving all the problems now? Turiya Atma alone. Turiya Atma is capable of relieving beings from all afflictions, being the only source of happiness. In discovering Turiya Atma, itself is a great miracle, because the whole perspective change happens. All problems caused by erroneous perceptions will resolve. Therefore, there is no Prabhu, the Lord, other than the Ishanaha. Dukkha nivrittim prati Prabhu bhavati ityartaha. Tad vijnanam vijnanimittatvat dukkha nivrittehe. Suppose now the question comes, how do we say this Turiya Atma, who is said to be Ishanaha, alone is said to be Prabhu, being a source of resolution of all the problems? How does Turiya Atma relieve a person from all afflictions? How does he remove? It is said, Tad vijnana nimittatvat dukkha nivrittehe. Dukkha nivrittihi is dependent on the discovery of the Turiya Atma. Dukkha nivritti will happen. Elimination of sorrow will happen only in the wake of the knowledge of Turiya Atma being one's own self. Knowledge of the Turiya Atma being the means of removal of all afflictions, all problems, Turiya Atma is said to be the reliever of. Turiya Atma alone is said to be capable of removing all miseries. Very nice. Then, having said this, Shankar Bhagavatpada moves on to the next word. Now, what all words we have said? The meanings? Sarva dukkhanam nivrittehe ishanaha prabhu. That much we have seen. What is the next word now? Avyayaha. Avyayaha is another word. So, beautiful words. See, being in this class itself is like contemplation. You are seeing your own Swarupam. We are all seeing our own essential nature here. Avyayaha. Shankaracharya writes, Na vyeti Swarupat. Very beautiful. Swarupat na vyeti iti avyayaha. Swarupat na vyeti iti avyayaha. See, vyeti means, vyeti is a verb. Vyeti means changes, declines. Changes, declines, deviates. These are the meanings. Na vyeti. It does not change, does not deviate, does not go away, does not decline. What? Swarupat, from its own nature. So this Turiya Atma is ever of the nature of knowing, ever of the nature of being conscious, ever of the nature of being awareness. So never does this Swarupam changes. Therefore, because of its nature of changelessness, from his own, because it's ever of nature of unchanging nature, it's said to be avyayaha. Okay. Swarupat na vyabhicharati. Na vyabhicharati. Na vyeti means na vyabhicharati. It does not change from its real nature. Iti yavat. Because Yetat krutaha yasmat advaitaha. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the reason. Why advaitaha? Because of this unchanging nature. Because of this unchanging nature, because it does, the swarupam of the atma doesn't undergo any change. That's what's called swarupam, is it? Because of unchanging nature alone, it is advaita, it is non-dual. Non-dual. Advaita. Sarva bhavanam rajju sarpavat mrishatvat saha yeshaha devaha saha. Sarva bhavanam rajju sarpavat mrishatvat saha yeshaha dyotanat. So that brahmatma, turiyatma alone here, devaha, self effulgent, because of his nature of illumining, devaha, then sarvabhavanam rajju sarpavat mrishatvat, all the beings here sarvabhavanam, all beings are mithya, like the rope snake. Rajju sarpavat, like the rope snake, all the beings have the status of being mithya. Mrishatvam, you know another word here, you know vaithityam, mithyatvam, but another word, mrishatvam. Mrishatvam also means mithyatvam. Mrishatvam, vaitatyam, mithyatvam. Okay. All the objects, the mrishatvam, the mithyatvam is of all the beings. They don't have independent existence of their own. They are like Rajusarpa. Rajusarpa. Therefore, the only truth which lends existence by bringing them to light is self-effulgent Brahmatma. Is it clear? How Brahmatma, by its very nature of all illumining, nature of consciousness, by its very existence, by bringing all the mithya objects to light, by lending existence, isn't it? Is here as Devaha. Because all these objects are mithya, means what? They do not have existence of their own. They do not have consciousness of their own. Therefore, they're all mrisha. They're all mithya, like the rope snake. Turiyaha chaturthaha. Again, turiyaha. This atma, being distinct from three states, being distinct from the experience obtaining in all three states, is said to be the fourth, looked upon as though the fourth. Turiyaha means chaturthaha. Vibhu, and why vibhu? You know why prabhu, isn't it? You know why prabhu? Beautiful names, no? Now Swamiji can get many names, new brahmacharis, and you next, every time, you need so many names of Swamiji. Even when sannyasa is given also, sadhus have to think of what name to give, because Hachidananda, that Ananda, this Ananda, they also have to find new names. So, when people need new names again, after every, before this program of yours, concluding program, validity program of these courses, and now we have Prabhu, Vibhu. Okay, so Vibhu. It's a thought came, Swamiji. So, Vibhu. So, why Vibhu? Why Prabhu, you know? Why Vibhu? Shankaracharya says, Vyapi. It is Smritaha. Vyapi. Vyapi means what? Sarvam Vyapnoti iti Vyapi. One who pervades everything is Vyapi. So, one who alone shines as everything, pervading everything, as the underlying existence of everything, is Vibhu. You can see with reference to ocean, what is the vibhu? Why? Water alone shines, isn't, as everything, pervading the entire ocean, remaining as the underlying existence of all the waves and the ocean. Water alone is there, pervading everything. Therefore, vibhu, vyapi. Okay. It is smritaha. Okay. Now, vishvadinam. Samanya Vishesha. Now, that mantra is over. Okay. The 10th Karika commentary is over. We are entering into the 11th Karika. Vishwadinam Samanya Vishesha Bhavaha Nirupyate Turya Yathatmya Avadharanartham. Okay. See, the main aim is to ascertain the nature of the Turiya Atma. So, ascertainment of the nature of Turiya Atma means what? Ascertainment of one's own essential nature. So, ascertainment of one's own essential nature means seeing oneself being distinct from anatma, body, mind, sense complex, being objective towards one's own body, mind, sense complex, thereby having right perspective of the world also as mithya, thereby it is nothing but Brahma. This is the ultimate aim of the having clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the Brahmatma. So here, Shankaracharya says, Turiya Yathatmya Avadharanartham. Yathatmya means nature. Avadharana means ascertainment, understanding. For the clear, doubt-free ascertainment of the nature of the Turiyam. See here, you come another word, Yathatmyam. Yathatmyam means swarupam. Yathatmyam means swarupam. So for having ascertained understanding of the yathatmyam, the essential nature of Turiyam, here the generic attributes and generic features and specific features of Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna are discussed here. Samanya Bhavaha. Samanya Bhavaha means generic characteristics. Vishesha Bhavaha means specific characteristics. So, Samanya Bhavaha Nirupyate means what here? In this following Karika, we are going to see the common, generic characteristics and specific characteristics of these three Vishvatajasa Prajnas are discussed here. What is the purpose? Why should we discuss again about Vishvatajasa Prajna? By discussing Vishvatajasa Prajna, by discussing their characteristics, specific characteristics, generic characteristics, ultimately we are supposed to understand the nature, yathatmyam of Turiya Atma. Yathatmyam of Brahmatma. Okay. Always we hear the word swarupam, swarupam. So Shankara Bhagavatpada uses another word, yathatmyam. None of us forget this. Yathatmya avadharanam is the purpose. Ascertained understanding of the nature of the Turiyam is main aim for us. So he also discusses, because the question will rise, why should we discuss the generic characteristics or the specific characteristics of these three states of experience? Idea is to ascertain the Brahmatma. Okay. ఇట్ ఇస్ 11th కారికానో. కార్యకారణబద్ధౌతౌ కార్యకారణబద్ధౌతౌ ఇష్యేతే విశ్వతైజసౌ ఇష్యేతే విశ్వతైజసౌ. సో ఐమ్ బ్రేకింగ్, లెట్ మీ రీడ్ వితౌట్ బ్రేకింగ్ ఫస్ట్, సో ఇట్ బి ఈజీ ఫర్ యూ. కార్యకారణబద్ధౌతా విష్యేతే విశ్వతైజ, లెట్ మీ రీడ్ వితౌట్ బ్రేకింగ్ ఇట్. కార్యకారణబద్ధౌతా విష్యేతే విశ్వతైజసౌ కార్యకారణబద్ధౌతా విష్యేతే విశ్వతైజసౌ ప్రాజ్ఞః కారణబద్ధస్తు జ్ఞః కారణబద్ధస్తు ప్రాజ్ఞః కారణబద్ధస్తు కారణబద్ధస్తు ద్వౌతౌ ద్వౌతౌ తుర్యేణ సిద్ధ్యతః తుర్యేణ సిద్ధ్యతః ద్వౌతౌ ద్వౌతౌ తుర్యేణ సిద్ధ్యతః యేన సిద్ధ్యతః కార్యకారణబద్ధౌతా విష్యేతే విశ్వతైజసౌ బద్ధౌతా విష్యేతే విశ్వతైజసౌ ప్రాజ్ఞః కారణబద్ధస్తు ద్వౌతౌ తుర్యేణ సిద్ధ్యతః కారణబద్ధస్తు ద్వౌతౌ తుర్యేణ సిద్ధ్యతః. ఓకే, యు బ్రేక్ ఇట్. కార్యకారణబద్ధౌ కార్యకారణబద్ధౌ తౌ, యు బ్రేక్ ఇట్. తౌ ఇష్యేతే తౌ ఇష్యేతే విశ్వతైజసౌ కార్యకారణబద్ధౌ తౌ ఇష్యేతే విశ్వతైజసౌ. ఓకే, దట్ ఇస్ ది ఫస్ట్. సి విశ్వః తైజసః, విశ్వ అండ్ తైజస. వెన్ యూ వాంట్ టు సే ఇన్ సంస్కృతం యూ కెన్ సే వాట్ విశ్వతైజసౌ మీన్స్ విశ్వ అండ్ తైజస. దీస్ టూ ఆర్ బద్ధౌ బౌండ్. Vishwaha is bound, is not free. Who is Vishwaha? Here, the individual, here obtaining as the experiencer in the waking state, is bound, not free, is samsari. What about Taijasaha? Fall asleep, I'm liberated? No. Even in dream also, the same individual continues to be there as the experience of the dream world. He is also bound. Understand? You yourself are bound in the waking state. You are bound as a dreamer also. You are bound in the dream state. So individual as experiencer is bound in the dream state. Therefore, Vishvatayajasau, Tau means both. Okay, those two, Vishwa and Taijasa are bound. Ishyate means said to be. Those two, Vishwa and Taijasa, those both are said to be bound. By bound by what? Bound by cause and effect. Cause and effect. What is the cause? What is the effect? Here, karanam. Cause of bondage is ignorance. So cause means, the word cause stands for ignorance. And karyam, effect, means erroneous perception. Cause is the ignorance. Error, what causes the error? Ignorance, isn't it? Therefore, erroneous perception is said to be effect. Cause is said to be what now? Ignorance. They're bound by cause and effect means this Vishwaha and Taijasaha are not free. They are bound by samsara because of ignorance, and against caste erroneous perception. Okay. See, what we already understood, we're going to see. That's why it's, can it, Karika Hari is very beautiful. In a way, relax, you can, you're understanding, assimilating the teaching. No more homework needed. So those, they both, Vishwa and Taijasa, are said to be bound by cause and effect in terms of ignorance, and ignorance caused erroneous perception. Okay. But these two words from Shankaracharya, use, instead of using the word ignorance and erroneous perception, he is used, going to use another words. What are those words now? Agrahanam and Anyatha Grahanam. See, Grahanam means grasping. Agrahanam means what? Non-grasping. Not seeing. Seeing is knowledge. Not seeing is ignorance. Agrahanam. In the place of Ajnanam, he uses the term, Shankaracharya uses the term, Agrahanam. Opposite of Grahanam. Grahanam stands for knowledge. Agrahanam means what? Non-grasping, non-seeing. Not seeing what is ignorance, isn't it? Not seeing what is ignorance. Therefore, agrahanam means non-seeing. Anyatha grahanam means erroneously seeing. Erroneously seeing is what? Anyatha grahanam. Seeing something to be different from what it is what? Anyatha grahanam. Erroneous perception, erroneously seeing. So ignorance and the ignorance product, erroneous perception, are meant by these two words, agrahanam, anyatha grahanam. Okay. Anyway, we'll be seeing the Bhashyam later on. So individual is generally bound by ignorance. Ignorance caused erroneous perception. The whole samsara, is it? Why there is adhyasa? Why there should be adhyaropa? Why there should be erroneous notions? Aham karta, aham bhokta, all these wrong notions. Then desires, then performance of actions, then results produce action, actions produce results. And to exhaust this, one has to be born again. Again being born, again one is involved in actions. This is continuous. Therefore, what really is binds this Vishwataijasa? Ignorance, and ignorance caused erroneous perception. They're said to be bound by these two, which said to be here cause and effect. Okay. Prajnyaha karanabaddha. What about the prajnyaha? Prajna is not bound by effect. Prajna is bound by cause alone. Prajna is bound by total ignorance. Total ignorance. In total ignorance, partial ignorance also is there. Therefore, isn't it? So he is karanabaddha. He is bound by ignorance only. Because this prajnaha karanabaddha, prajna is bound by ignorance only, by the cause alone, not by its effect in terms of erroneous perception, because no error is possible on the part of the prajna. Error is possible only if there is identity. So the prajna, the sleeper obtaining in deep sleep state, not having any identity, ignorance being total, knowledge of self-existence is not there, therefore identity is not possible. Identity being not there, error in the perception of the self also is not there, world also is not there. Therefore, he is bound by only ignorance. Okay. Karanabaddha. Two. Dvau tau turiyena siddhyataha. So now all four padas are discussed here. Who are bound? How they are bound? Vishwatejasa are bound by both cause and ignorance. the cause and effect in terms of ignorance and error, whereas this pragyaha is born only by ignorance. Tau dvau turiyena siddhyataha. This cause and effect in terms of ignorance and against caused erroneous perception are not there on the part of turiya atma. Turiyena siddhyataha. So turiya atma is what here, this pure consciousness, the hotpada of the atma, is absolutely free from ignorance and ignorance caused error. So consciousness does not have ignorance. Ignorance is a phenomenon which enjoys existence in consciousness, isn't it? But consciousness does not have ignorance. Atma does not have ignorance. Atma is not self-ignorant. Therefore, it is said, Turiye means, on the part of Turiya Atma, there is neither ignorance nor ignorance caused erroneous perception. Therefore, Turiya Atma is of the nature of freedom. Turiya Atma is of the nature of freedom. It is not, there is no bondage for Atma. Atma is ever free, Nitya Muktaha. Ever free, never bound, because there is no ignorance and ignorance caused erroneous perception on the part of Turiya Atma. Okay. Now let's see the Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on this Karika. Karyam. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada beauty is, he explains even the word Karyam. Karyam means effect. Kriyate iti palabhavaha. Kriyate iti palabhavaha. What does it mean? Kriyate iti palabhavaha means, it is made, it is caused, it is, the effect is called karyam because it is caused. Effect is called an effect because it is caused. It is in the form of the result. In the form of a result, palabhavaha. Because ignorance is, there is erroneous perception is. Karanam. Now why cause is called karanam in Sanskritam? Karoti iti. That which does. That which causes. Effect is that which is caused. Cause is that which causes. It makes. It creates. Therefore it is called karanam. Bija bhavaha. It is in the form of a seed. See, phala bhavaha is effect. Effect is in the form of a result. Cause is in the form of a seed. The seed and the fruit, isn't it? So here, what is cause, what is the effect here? The erroneous perception is caused by ignorance. Therefore, it is an effect. Whereas, ignorance is the seed, the cause, because it causes the erroneous perception. Okay. So, you know, he is going to explain what is seed and what is the result. Tattva agrahana anyatha grahana bhyam. See, tattva agrahanam. Tattvasya agrahanam. Tattva agrahanam. Not seeing what the truth is. Not seeing what the truth is tattva agrahanam. Not seeing what the truth is means what? Not knowing one's own essential nature. Ignorance of the essential nature of one's own self is ignorance or the essential nature of the truth, and not seeing the truth as it is what tattva agrahanam. Tattva anyatha grahanam. Tattvasya anyatha grahanam. Erroneously seeing tattvam, the truth, to be different from what it is tattva anyatha grahanam. Instead of seeing the truth as the truth, anatma is seen as the atma. So seeing the anatma as atma, anatma, body, mind, composed as atma, having identity with them is what? Anyatha grahanam. So it is tattva agrahanam is karanam, karanabhavaha. Tattva agrahanam, not seeing the truth as it is in the form of a cause, and mistaking the tattvam to be different from what it is, erroneously seeing the truth, the atma, to be different from what it is anyatha grahanam. Bija phala bhavabhyam. Bija phala bhavabhyam. This agrahanam and anyatha grahanam are in the form of cause and its effect. The form of cause and effect. Tau yathoktau. Tau yathoktau. Vishvatejaso baddhau. By these two, agrahanam and anyatha grahanam of the truth, not seeing the truth and mistaking the truth to be different from what it is, by this alone, these so-called Vishwa and Tejasa are bound. Sangrihitau ishyete, very tightly held by, okay, very tightly sangrihitau, they caught up in samsara. Sangrihitau. Pragyastu bijabhavena eva baddha. Whereas already we have seen Shankara Bhagavatapada again, that's why I told you, no need for homework. What we understand this thing, again he is going to repeat in the Bhashya. Bija bhavena eva baddha pragyaha. Pragya is bound. Sanskritam will sound like Hebrew today, okay? Very easy for you. Bija bhavena eva baddha is bound by only ignorance. The cause in the form of ignorance. Again he is explaining, tattva apratibodhamatrameva bijam. Tattva apratibodham. Again, non-recognition of the truth alone is the cause. Non-recognition of the truth alone is the cause for the pragya to be the pragya. Okay? The pragya has the status of being a pragya only because of this non-recognition of the truth, this ignorance. How ignorance? There's not even the recognition of existence. And where's the question of having recognition of what I am? Therefore, the tattva agrahanam, apratibodha matram. He's using apratibodha matram eva. This non-recognition of the truth alone is in the form of the cause which binds the prajna, which itself makes the prajna prajna. Why? Prajna means one who is asleep. One who is asleep. That's why we be very careful. The one who is asleep is not free. Sometimes people think, no, what if we don't get up at all from sleep? One who is asleep also is a bound. That's why in Devi Mahatmyams, the first chapter, Swamiji, the first chapter is to drive the tamas. The person has to wake up from sleep, first of all. Only then he can discover what he is, isn't it? The whole first chapter is to alleviate the problems caused by tamasahankara. Anyway, that thing came to it. So here, prajñastu bija bhavena eva baddha tattva apratibodha matrameva hi bijam prajñatve nimittam. The person is said to be asleep. Being asleep means being bound by total ignorance. Being asleep means being bound by total ignorance. Not free. That's why sleep is not the sole means of escaping from samsara. Tataha dvau tau bija phala bhavo. So those two problems, in the form of cause and effect, in terms of ignorance of the truth and the erroneous perception of the truth, turye na siddhyataha. Whereas in turiyam, in turiya atma, these two problems are not there. These two problems, in the form of cause and effect, in terms of ignorance and erroneous perception, are not there. In turiyam, na siddhyataha, na vidyete, na sambhavataha, ityartaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada used three words. Na siddhyataha. No, it is not possible for these to be there on the part of turiyam. Na vidyete, they are not there in turiyam. Na sambhavataha, they do not happen in the part of turiyam. Why? Because we are going to see turiyam is of the nature of pure consciousness. Brahmatma is of the nature of pure consciousness. Is it clear now? Very simple. Nice. We go to the next verse now. And next verse is introduced by Adi Shankaracharya. We are going to the 12th verse. Katham punaha karana baddhatvam. Katham punaha karana baddhatvam. Prajñasya turiyeva tattva agrahana anyatha agrahana lakshanau bandhau na siddhyataha iti. How prajna alone has the status of being bound by the cause. How prajna alone has the status of the sleeper alone has the status of being bound by the cause, that is ignorance. And how turiye tattva agrahana anyatha agrahana lakshana bandhav na siddhyataha, how this ignorance and ignorance caused erroneous perception, the form of cause and effect, are not there on the part of turiyam. So he doesn't talk about, in the following mantra, we are leaving this Vishwa and Taijasa. We are only taking Prajnaha and Turiyaha. How this Prajnaha alone is bound by ignorance. How Turiyam is free from both ignorance and ignorance caused erroneous perception. That is explained in the following Karika. The 12th Karika discusses the Prajnaha again Turiyaha. How Turiya is free from ignorance and erroneous perception. how prajna is bound by total ignorance. See, being bound by total ignorance means what? Being bound by ignorance means what? It's explaining in the following mantra. Yeah, we'll read the mantra now, the shloka. Natmanam naparams chaiva. Natmanam naparams chaiva. Nasatyam napi chandrutam. Nasatyam napi chandrutam. Natmanam naparams chaiva. Natmanam naparams chaiva. Nasatyam napi chandrutam. Nasatyam napi chandrutam. Prajnyah kinchana samveti. Prajnyah kinchana samveti. Turiyam tat sarva driksada. Turiyam tat sarva driksada. Natmanam naparams chaiva. Natmanam naparams chaiva. Nasatyam napi chandrutam. Nasatyam napi chandrutam. Prajnyah kinchana samveti. Kinchana samveti. Turiyam tat sarva driksada. Turiyam tat sarva driksada. See, prajnyaha na atmanam na parannachayeva na satyam na cha anritam prajnya kinchana samveti. See, samveti means knows. Veti knows. Samveti knows. Na kinchana samveti prajnyaha. Prajnya does not know anything. Prajnya does not know anything. Okay, being bound by ignorance, being endowed with ignorance means what? Very beautifully explained. See, I don't know how Mandukya Upanishad said to be very detailed. No, actually, if you understand all the details, not being bound by ignorance means what? Being ignorant means what? Atmanam na samveti. Prajna is the one who does not know himself. Means his own existence. I should say that. Prajna is the one who does not know one's own existence. Thereby, parannacha eva, one who does not know the existence of others also. So, the prajna is the one who is ignorant of one's own existence and existence of others. Na samveti. Therefore, one who does not know the truth, one does not know the mithya also. Anritam. One does not know one's own existence means what? One does not know the truth. And one who does not know the anritam means one does not know the existence of the world, mithya world also. Satyam na samveti, anritam na samveti, atmanam na samveti, parana na samveti. So this prajna is the one who does not know himself, his own existence, does not know the existence of others, does not know the truth, does not know the mithya world also. This is what, so not knowing the existence of the self and the world is what? Be total ignorance. And this prajna is bound by the total ignorance. So, turiyam tat sarvadrik sada. What about turiyam? Why there is no ignorance, the cause in the form of ignorance, and the erroneous perception caused by ignorance is not there? Because sarvadrik sada. always of the nature of consciousness. Sarvadrik. Okay. We are going to see the beautiful commentary of Adi Shankaracharya here. This is the literal meaning of the Karika. Atma Vilakshanam Avidya Bija Prasutam Bahyam Dvaitam Prajnaha Nakinchana Samveti. We're going to understand something differently also here. Shankara Bhagavata's commentary, we're going to understand something differently. Atma Vilakshanam Avidya Bija Prasutam Bahyam Dvaitam. The external world of duality caused by the seed of ignorance. And from which Atma is distinct. Oh, page number, Swamiji. Page number 338. Yeah. So, prajna na samveti. Prajna does not see, does not know. Yata vishvatajasau. So, vishvatajasau, vishva and tajasau, what do they do? Vishwa also has the Vishwa has the knowledge of the existence of the world of duality. Tejasa also has the knowledge of the existence of course, the dream world of dream duality. Whereas Prajnaha does not know. Prajnaha na samveti. Prajnaha does not know anything of the Bahyam Dvaitam. Bahyam Dvaitam, the external world of duality. Avidya Bija Prasutam, caused by the seed of ignorance, which is different from oneself. When you are asleep, do you know? Again, it's analysis of deep sleep state only. When we are in deep sleep state, we do not know there is no one known world of duality. There's a world of duality involving no one and the known, and which is different from oneself. We do not know. So that's what he says here. Prajnaha nakinchana samveti. Prajna does not know anything at all of the world of external world of duality, caused by the seed of ignorance, which is different from, distinct from one, different from oneself. Atma vilakshanam avidya bija prasutam bahyam dvaitam prajnaha nakinchana samveti yata vishvatajasau. This is the difference between vishvatajasa and prajnaha. Tataha cha asau. Therefore, what happens? Tattva agrahanena. Tattva agrahanena. Tamasa anyatha agrahana bija bhutena baddha bhavati. That is how this prajna also is bound by anyata grahana bija bhutena baddha bhavati. He is bound by this world of duality. This prajna is bound by this world of duality, which is in the form of seed, which is caused by the seed of ignorance. Because of the non-recognition of the truth. Because of the non-recognition of the truth, tattva agrahanena tamasa because of ignorance. Anyata grahana bija bhutena baddha bhavati, he is bound by the world of duality caused by ignorance. Yasmat turiyam tat. Now he is explaining turiyam. The beautiful word here, can remember, sarvadrik. Turiya atma is meant by the beautiful word sarvadrik. Literally, the word sarvadrik means all illumining, all knowing, seer of everything. The only seer of everything is sarvadrik. That's the literal meaning. But Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to give a different meaning here. What is the literal meaning? Sarvadrik is the beautiful word here, meaning Turiya Atma, which literally means what? Seer of everything, the only knower of everything. That's the literal meaning. That's a beautiful meaning. But Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to give a different meaning. He says, Sada. Sarvadrik sada, because turiyat anyasya abhavat. Turiyat anyasya abhavat. Sarvada sada eva eti. See, there is no second thing other than turiyam. There is no second thing other than turiyam. Therefore, always it is there. Sarvam cha, that turiyam alone is in the form of everything. As there is no second thing other than turiyam, turiyam alone is in the form of everything. Therefore, the word sarvam means what? That which alone is in the form of everything without a second thing. So, in that word sarvadrik, the word sarva means that which alone is in the form of everything without a second thing. Turiyat anyasya bhavat. Okay, sada eva yeti sarvam cha. Okay, tat drik cha. Now, what the word drik mean? So, sarvam, you break it, sarvam drik, two words, sarvam cha, drik cha, iti sarvadrik. It is called sarvam, that which alone is there, in the form of everything, without a second thing, is sarvam. Why it's called drik then? Drik chaiti sarvadrik. Tattva agrahana lakshanam bijam tatra na. Sarvadrik means that which is of the nature of consciousness. Sarvadrik. Drik means seeing is the very nature. So that which is of the nature of knowing, seeing, consciousness. Therefore, sarvadrik. So this turiya atma is said to be sarvadrik because of its unchanging nature of being conscious, and also being the only reality without a second thing, as everything is called sarvadrik. So what? Therefore what? Tasmate agrahana lakshanam bijam tatra na. Is it clear now? There, because of this nature of consciousness, because of its nature of being everything without a second thing, there is no seed in the form of ignorance on the part of consciousness, Turiya Atma. Is it clear now? There is no ignorance. Consciousness does not have ignorance. There is no ignorance in consciousness. Tat prasutasya anyatha grahanasya api ataha eva abhavaha. Therefore, because ignorance is not there on the part of consciousness, anyatha grahanam also is not possible. Okay? This anyatha grahanam, this erroneous perception also is not there on the part of consciousness. Is it clear? Anyatha, tat prasutasya anyatha grahanasya api ataha eva abhavaha. Therefore, there is no erroneous perception caused by ignorance also on the part of Turiya Atma. So he gives example. What is example? Nahi Savitari. See, Savita means Suryaha. You know, Nizarkaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Savitru Shabdaha. Savita means sun, Surya Bhagavan. Savitari Sada Prakashatmake Tad Virudha Prakashanam Virudham Aprakashanam Anyatha Prakashanam Va Na Sambhavati. Savitari and the part of sun. What is sun? Sun is ever of the nature of all illumining. Sarva see, Sada Prakashatmakaha Savita. Sun is ever of the nature of all illumining. Ever of the nature of illumining. Ever of the nature of shining. Prakashatmakaha Savita. And as sun is ever of the nature of illumining, tad viruddham aprakashanam, this non-illumining in terms of ignorance, okay, that is darkness. Anyatha prakashanam, or erroneously revealing something, is not possible on the part of the sun. Sunlight will not make you see, make the chair appear as elephant. Sun will exactly reveal, if it's not sunlight problem, okay? If you see the chair as a table or a chair as an elephant, the problem is with our eyes only, not because of the sun. Sunlight illumines the chair as a chair, elephant as an elephant, tree as a tree. That's what sunlight does. So anyatha prakashanam is not there on the part of the sun. And there's no such a thing called darkness in sun. So aprakashanam means non-illumining, means what? Darkness. There is no, sun is ever of the nature of light. Sun is ever of the nature of light. There is no such thing called darkness, aprakashanam. Aprakashanam, there is no darkness on the part of the sun. Therefore, there is no erroneously revealing something also possible on the part of the sun. Anyatha prakashanam, sun does not do. Sun does not reveal something, illumine something to be different from what it is. So sun is free from darkness also, because sun is ever of the nature of light. Similarly, so he says, aprakashanam anyatha prakashanam va na sambhavati prakashatmake savitari. See, darkness or wrongly illumining something does not happen on the part of the sun, because sun is ever of the nature of shining light, self-effulgence. Similarly, there cannot be ignorance are against caste, against perception and the part of Turiya Atma. That is why discovering the Turiyam being your Swarupam is what? You don't attain freedom. You're already free. Nahi drashtuhu drishtehe viparilopaha vidyate. I think you had to memorize this sentence, okay? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Shankara Bhagavatpada, wherever possible he'll quote this, he loves this quotation. We have already come across 2-3 times. Nahi drashtuhu drishtehe viparilopaha vidyate na vidyate. There is no cessation at all of the consciousness of the seer, Atma. Drashtuhu, the only knower is here. Atma is not the knower, but the only knower is Atma. And why Atma knows? Because knowing is the Swarupam. And that Swarupam of knowing never disappears, never changes of the Atma. That is why he said, drashtuhu drishtehe viparilopaha na vidyate. Never is the cessation of the pure knowledge, Swarupam of the knower Atma. So with this, we complete the mantra here. One more sentence is there. Let us see. Athava, same page. Athava, jagrat svapnayoho, jagrat svapnayoho, sarva bhutavastaha, sarva vastu, avabhasaha, turiyahayeva, athava, one more meaning he wants to give for sarvadrika, he not it over, athava, jagrat svapnayoho, sarva bhuta avastaha, sarva vastu drik, abhasaha, sarva vastu drik abhasaha, turiyahaye vaiti, sarva drik. Why sarva drik? Jagrat svapnayoho sarva bhuta avastaha. This Atma, Turiya Atma obtains in all the 3 states of experience as the experiencer. You have the 3 different states of experience are 3 different, but in all the 3 states of experience, the changing states of experience, unchangingly obtaining only seer, only knower is, only experiencer is Atma. Atma alone is there as the only experiencer in obtaining in all 3 states of experience. Sarva bhuta avastaha, sarva vastu drig abhasaha. Thereby, it is the Atma alone, by its mere presence, enjoys the status of being experiencer and also brings all the objects to light. Iti sarvadrik, it's another meaning for sarvadrik. Na anyat ataha asti drashtru. This is also very, very strong statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Na anyat ataha asti drashtru. Drashtru means seer. Drashtru, we can say drashta, drashtru mean the same. The word drashtru here is actually drashta. Drashta means seer. So what does the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad say? Na anyate Ataha asti drashtu. There is no seer, experiencer, knower at all other than Atma. Which means you are the knower, means that itself is the proof what? Your Atma. Atma alone is as there as the knower. Which means even though many heads are there, many minds are there, many seeds, there seems to be many seers and knowers, really speaking, Atma alone is there as the only seer obtaining in all the minds. Therefore, Atma is Sarvadrik. Atma, Tri Atma happens to be the only knower, experiencer obtaining in all the minds, always, in all three states of experience also. Atma is Sarvadrik. What is supporting quote here? Na Anyati Ataha Asti. Na anyate ataha asti drashtru. Na anyaha drashtru asti ataha. There is no seer, knower, experience other than the Atma. Okay, this is the meaning. Now 12 mantras are, the 12th karika is over. We move on to the 13th karika. Dvaitasyagrahanam tulyam, tasyagrahanam tulyam. Swamiji, your answer for your question. Dvaitasyagrahanam tulyam, tasyagrahanam tulyam. Ubhayo prajnaturyayoho. Bijanidrayut of prajnah, bijanidrayut of prajnah, sachaturyena vidyate. Idarna? Yeah, okay. Dvaitasya grahanam tulyam, tasya grahanam tulyam, ubhayo prajnaturyayoho. Bhayo prajnaturiyayo. Dvaitasya grahanam tulyam. Itasya grahanam tulyam. Ubhayo prajnaturiyayo. Bhayo prajnaturiyayo. Bijanidrayutav prajnaha. Bijanidrayutav prajnaha. Bijanidrayutav prajnah, sacha turyena vidyate. Okay. So what are the common features between prajnah and turiyah? And is it? And they say, what is not there, what difference between Turiyaha and Prajnaha? You're understanding in this. Dvaitasya agrahanam. Dvaitasya agrahanam. Non-perception of duality. Dvaitasya grahanam. Swamiji, in this context, grahanam means grasping. Literally means seeing. Grahanam has so many meanings. Grahanam means holding. Surya grahanam, Chandra grahanam. Eclipse also is called grahanam. So catching, holding. But here, grasping is also grahanam. No, grasping, Samaji. Oh, you understand something. You grasp something. In grasping something is also what? Grahanam. Physically holding something is grahanam. Catching something is grahanam. Mentally, intellectually grasping something is also grahanam. The word grahanam, grasping also. That's why grahanam means grasping. Agrahanam means non-grasping, non-understanding. So ignorance. So here, agrahanam means what? Non-perception. So non-perception of duality is there. Equally, same, tulyam, ubhayoho prajnaturiyayoho. There is no duality on the part of Turiyatma. Turiyatma is one non-dual reality. What is Turiyam? Turiyatma, Turiya Chaitanyam, is pure consciousness implied by the term Brahmatma or Turiyatma, is of the nature of non-duality. From the standpoint of consciousness, there is no duality. There is only non-dual reality. Isn't it? It's like exactly saying, seeing the ocean full of waves from the standpoint of water is what? Seeing only the water. Similarly here, from the standpoint of consciousness, there's only consciousness. Because all this become resolved there as mithya. So consciousness happens to be only non-dual reality. Turiyatma. There is non-perception of duality in consciousness. So, this Dvaita Grahanam. Dvaita Grahanam means non-perception of duality is there and a part of Turiya. So also Prajna. The prajna, tritya pada of prajna also, when prajna is also there, there is non-perception of duality. So advaita anubhavaha is there in sleep, as they was talking about it. Because there is no knower, known duality, division. There is non-dual experience in sleep, isn't it? When you fall asleep, there is no knower, known duality. You do not know you are, you do not know the world is. There is no knower, known division in sleep. There is advaita anubhavaha in sleep. Therefore, prajna has a non-perception of duality. Turiyam also has what now? In Turiyam also there is non-duality. There is no duality. There is no duality in Turiyam. There is no duality in sleep also. In the prajna also. Therefore, Dvaitasya agrahanam tulyam. It is the same. This non-perception of, with reference to non-perception of duality, the same with reference to prajna and turiya. But what is the difference between them? Then you can say, okay, then we don't need to work very hard to discover turiyam. Being prajna is enough because same. There's no duality in sleep. There's no duality in jnanam. No, bija nidra yuta prajnaha. This prajna is endowed with the sleep of seed in terms of ignorance. So Shankaracharya used Acharya Gaudapacharya uses the word nidra to mean sleep. What is sleep? Whenever there is seed in the form of ignorance, that is sleep. Seed in whom ignorance is there, that is sleep. Total ignorance. What is sleep? Not knowing one's own existence is sleep. So even if people are awake also, and then sometimes people ask, who am I? Because they forget, you know. They boost a lot and they do not know they're existing in the world. Then also what? Tamas to completely overpowers the person. Isn't it? So here, bija nidra yutaha prajnaha. I'm keeping awake also people are prajna sometimes. Without keeping their eyes closed, isn't it? When people overdose with things and they do not know, they can't even stand, that is people are all prajnaha. Okay, prajna bija nidra yutaha. A prajna is endowed with this problem of seed in the form of ignorance. Where sacha turiye na vidyate. But whereas on the part of turiya, turiyatma, there is no ignorance, the cause of erroneous perception. The seed of sleep in terms of ignorance is not there on the part of turiya. Okay. Who sleeps in deep sleep state? Turiya adi ahankara. Who sleeps? Turiya does not sleep. Turiya is ever awake, sarvadrik, ever awake, isn't it? That is why the ahankara being asleep is experienced, because there's who is the seer, who is the know, who is keeping awake and witnessing the mind being asleep? Turiya. That is why there is no sleep on the part of turiya. Understand? Got it? So there is no ignorance, the seed of samsara, ignorance in the form of sleep on the part of turiyam. Turiye sa na vidye. Sa nidra turiye na vidyate. Turiyam does not sleep. Turiya Atma does, Turiya Chaitanyam does not sleep. There is no sleep on the part of Turiya Atma. Whereas Prajnaha is endowed with this seed of ignorance. The ignorance, the cause of samsara, is there in the form of sleep. He is endowed with the sleep means he is endowed with the cause. He endowed the cause means he is endowed with the ignorance. So sleep, cause, the seed mean the same here. This is the difference. Yes, in sleep also there is Advaita Anubhava. Turiya Atma is also of the nature of non-duality. So being non-dual is the nature of the Turiya Atma. Being non-dual is not a state, not an experience. Non-duality, non-being, non-dual is not the experience. Being non-dual is the very nature of the Swarup of the Turiya Atma. Whereas non-duality, non-dual, being non-dual is the experience obtains for some time. No, available for prajna because of the ajnanam. Is very clear here. Now we'll see the bhashyam. In this bhashyam, actually, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to bring this discussion. If there is no duality on the part of Turiya Atma, if there is no duality on the part of Prajna also, why only Prajna is bound, why Turiya is not bound? Prajna also should be as free as Turiya if there is no duality. Because you understand what? Duality is bondage. Non-duality is freedom. Being non-dual is being free. Being dual is being bound. Being dual means what? Seeing oneself, isolating oneself as an individual, having wrong identity with the body, mind, and complex. Isolating oneself from the external world as different from the world is seeing being non, being dual, being dual, which is bondage. So being non-dual means seeing oneself being the only secondless reality absolutely is being non-dual, which is freedom. So in the vision of the non-duality, of non-duality being also nature, there is freedom. In seeing oneself being an individual different from the world of external world is duality, which is bondage. But here we understand is advaitam is bondage. Duality is bondage. Advaitam is freedom. Means there is advaitam, non-dual. There's dvaitam. There's not dvaitam for turiya and also for prajna. Then why prajna is bound? Why turiya is not bound? This is the question. Okay, so it comes from some other context, but he Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to clarify this doubt in his commentary. Page 339. Nimittantara prapta ashanka nivrityartha ayam shlokaha. See, ashanka, see, people who are following Panology's book, is small mistake, print mistake. Ashanka, in the place of ashanka, there is ashanga. Not ga, it must be ka. Okay. Nimittantara prapta ashanka nivrityattaha. I am shlokaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada says this 13th verse is specifically for the removal of a doubt which arises from some other context. Nimittantara prapta ashanka nivrityartha ayam shloka. Doesn't matter whether doubt comes from some other source or this source. Whereas removal of doubt is very important. So, ashanka nivrityartha ayam shloka. This shloka is for specifically resolving the doubt. What is the doubt? Katham dvaita agrahanasya tulyatvat karnabaddhatvam prajnasya eva nat turiyasya iti prapta shanka nivartyate. See, the doubt is eliminated here. Shanka nivartyate. Doubt is eliminated. What doubt is eliminated? If there is non-perception of duality on the part of prajna, if there is non-perception of duality on the part of turiya, why only prajna is bound? Why not turiyam atma bound? Is it clear? This is the doubt. Dvaita agrahanasya tulyatvat. There is same, similar. From the standpoint of the non-perception of duality, there is no difference between turiya atma and prajna atma. Prajna and turiya are the same from the standpoint of the non-perception of duality. That is the case. Why prajna is bound by the cause, why prajna should be bound by the cause, why turiya is not bound? This is the doubt which arises, and this doubt is removed here. Katham dvaita agrahanasya tulyatvat karana baddhatvam prajnasya eva na turiyasya iti prapta shanka nivartyate. This doubt is eliminated. Okay. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the answer. Yasmad bijanidrayutaha. See, this prajnaha is bijanidrayutaha. Bijanidrayutaha means what? Prajna is endowed with the ignorance, the seed of samsara. Isn't it? It is this ignorance alone later on gives birth to what? Even the prajna state, the vishwa status, again the taijasa status also. Therefore, Bija Nidra Yutaha. Pragya is endowed with the sleep of ignorance, which is the cause of samsara. Tattva Apratibodaha Nidra. Beautiful. Shankara Bhagavatpada explains what is sleep. Nidra ka. If anybody asks, what is sleep? He gives answer. Tattva apradibodaha. Definition of sleep, okay? Tattva apratibodaha. Tattva apratibodaha is equal to nidra. Non-recognition of the truth is sleep. So, pratibodaha means knowledge. Pratibodaha means knowledge. Apratibodaha means ignorance. So, tattva pratibodaha, knowledge of the truth is being awake. Having the knowledge of the truth is being awake. Having the ignorance of the truth is being asleep. Tattva pratibodaha jagaranam. Tattva apratibodaha nidra. And that sleep of ignorance alone is going to say now, Sayeva, that sleep of ignorance only, we can say what? Non-apprehension of the truth, ignorance of the truth, non-recognition of the truth alone is sleep, and that sleep only is what? Vishesha Pratibodha Prasavasya Bijam. Vishesha Pratibodha means what? All misconception, erroneous perception. So it is the seed, bijam. This non-apprehension of the truth, non-recognition of the truth in terms of sleep alone is the seed, the cause of misapprehensions and also erroneous perceptions. Vishesha Pratibodha Prasavasya Bijam. It is a seed which gives birth to the misconception. It delivers misconceptions. We all know Yoga Nidra. No? You teach Yoga Nidra. He talks about Bija Nidra. Bija Nidra. Yeah, come on. Nice word. Sa Bija Nidra. She, that ignorance of the truth, tattvasya apratibodaha, ignorance of the truth, non-apprehension of the truth is the seed, sleep, seed of sleep, the cause of sleep, cause in the form of sleep, not seed of sleep, sleep in the form of a seed in the form of a sleep. Taya yutaha prajnyaha. A prajna has this problem. Taya yutaha. Yutaha means he is with this problem. Okay? Yutaha. Prajna is with this problem. He is sick. Sada. Whereas what about Turiya? The difference is said, Swamiji. See, your answer question becomes answered here. Okay. Yeah. We'll say that also, Samji. Sada drik swabhavat. Sada drik swabhavat va. And here, as this Turiya Atma is ever of the nature of knowing, Sadadrik swabhavat, swabhavatvat, sadadak swabhavatvat, as this Turiya Atma has the status of being, has status of having the nature of consciousness always, apratibodha lakshana nidra turiye na vidyate, this sleep in the form of non-apprehension of the truth is not there. Truth does not have the problem of non-apprehension of the truth. Turihatma happens to be the very reality. Reality does not have the problem of non-apprehension of the reality. Isn't it? Ataha na karana bandha tasmin, therefore there is no bondage caused by ignorance, the cause. Therefore there is no such a thing called bondage on the part of Turiya Atma caused by the cause in the form of ignorance. Karana bandha tasmin na iti abhiprayaha. Okay, let me tell you, Samaji, that also. See, in samadhi there is anubhavaha. In sleep also there is anubhavaha only. There is no jnanam, Samaji. In samadhi there is no jnanam. In sleep also there is no jnanam. Samadhi experience happens means already I gets knocked off. That's why there is total ignorance only. Of course there is sukha anubhava is there, no doubt. Therefore ignorance being there, that non-dual experience a person has in sleep or in samadhi does not remove the ignorance. Whereas Advaita Darshanam, there's a knowledge is there. The knowledge removes the ignorance. Therefore, that is moksha. This is not moksha. That's the difference, Swamiji. Experience cannot, does not remove ignorance. Experience is something possible as a result of ignorance.
Causal state of non-apprehension of the truth is
neither. Yeah. I'm just explaining that to your question also. Yes. Okay. So it is clear now? Mm-hmm. So Shankara Bhagavatpada has answered this doubt. So non-duality, the non-apprehension, the non-perception of duality in deep sleep state. There's the non-perception of duality in the vision of, in the wake of the knowledge of the reality being Turiyam also. But still, this this prajna is bound by ignorance, bound by this cause in the form of ignorance, whereas not Turiya. Because this Turiya is, he explained sleep. What is ignorance? So tattva apratibodha is nidra and turiya, this pragya has this. Whereas turiyam does not have such sleep. Because turiyam is of the nature of, ever of the nature of knowledge. That's why earlier example was given, sun who is ever of the nature of light cannot have darkness. Now, 14th karika. Swapna nidra ayuta vadyo. Swapna nidra. Yeah, before I go, let me go to this thing. Let me make it very clear. Again, this ignorance, that there's ignorance as a phenomenon, Swamiji, if we take it. Absolutely, we say, of course, we have this ignorance. What is his ignorance? Not seeing what is his ignorance.
So it can be with reference to any objects in the world. Ignorance can be of the objects, the forms, aims and functions. There can be mithya ignorance and ignorance of the truth also. But ignorance of the truth also is mithya. Ignorance of the mithya objects also is mithya. Ignorance of anything is mithya. The phenomenon called ignorance itself is mithya. That's why ignorance should not be mistaken for absence of knowledge. Because ignorance is that which is opposed to knowledge. Suppose ignorance, now ignorance of suppose science is opposed to knowledge of science. So this ignorance, any ignorance of anything is not opposed to consciousness. You know why? It doesn't exist. The standpoint of consciousness is mithya. It must be there, and it is just a mithya. This ignorance, the phenomenon called ignorance, is not unreal. There is a phenomenon called ignorance, which is not absolutely real. It comes and goes. It can be, ignorance can be of the mithya material objects, subtle or gross objects. It can be of the truth also. But this ignorance enjoys its existence only in the awareness and the consciousness. So ignorance being an object of consciousness, object of knowledge, it is mithya. Anything and everything which is object of knowledge is mithya. The knowledge is also mithya, because knowledge is also object of knowledge. The pure knowledge, the Turiya Chaitanyam, which is pure, which is of nature pure, the Turiya Atma, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, alone is Satyam. The manifested knowledge, knowledge of objects is mithya. Ignorance of anything is also mithya. Knowledge of anything and everything is mithya. Ignorance of anything and everything is mithya. This knowledge and ignorance are of the same class, of the same category. Both are mithya. That is why it is possible for knowledge to eliminate ignorance. The mithya jnanam can remove, eliminate mithya ignorance. And this mithya jnanam, which is capable of eliminating seemingly the mithya ignorance, isn't it? Exists only in consciousness, which is Satyam. That is why this ignorance, absolutely there is no ignorance, only mithya. Absolutely what is there is the knower of knowledge and ignorance. Absolute, the only knower of knowledge and ignorance is distinct from the known ignorance and knowledge, is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, Atma. Knower of knowledge and ignorance is Atma. And that Atma is also pure knowledge. As a pure knowledge is Satyam, this manifested knowledge, object of knowledge is Mithya. That is why Turiya Chaitanyam, there is no ignorance. The knower of knowledge and ignorance, which alone lends existence to knowledge and ignorance, is free from ignorance, ever free from ignorance. Therefore, Turiyam is not bound by samsara. 14th karika, I will see tomorrow, Swamiji.
ஓம் பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய.